Survivors, worse than the age, polycaped, dealt in rage. Should've been with the thinking bitch you had last. out of your shoes and stop. I'm never to blame, you should have warned your crew to call a cop. I kill performances, you wake up in torment, exhausted, defrosted, dehydrating, extortion, dissect, reject, you're silent to a preacher, format your asset, diagnosis, dance and pieces, never elementary, but there's a microphone, we can impose it, back to our tone, disintegrate, to recreate, whatever you advocate, rap is the movie track, setting up, chunks of fake, still on a mission, dismissed before an hour's last, so watch the ass, the world's perfect, you be one that learns, M-I-N-D,
I've no place to stay. Nobody knows my fate.
We did it. open your doors of inclusion as well as your first selection. The pen is mightier than a sword. It's a projection. It's more than just a third dimension. See, when my rhyme's still sitting, once you open up your pineal gland, whatever matters is the matter. I stay up late, finding my materials, whatever takes up space, forever. I remain a poor, righteous teacher. Style changes despite a neither. You can't see it, but you can feel it in the sight of ether. I buy my karma, but that is my armor. And this is my dharma.
What makes it so crazy is he's not even 18 and he's dropping it. Mike, if you're hearing us, come on back on the line if you can, because we got more questions. I got to know who did the beat, who's the producer, all of that. I need to know all of that, you know. All right. All right. I'm getting ready to get into some info here. I read an article today in which that was somewhat disturbing. And so we're getting ready to check that out and try to decipher it. It says American Indian sovereignty is over. U.S. government say Negroes are Cherokee Indians. And it says the United States government just destroyed Indian sovereignty. In the United States District Court of Columbia, D.C., Negroes were declared citizens of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. Negroes won again. No human being on earth will ever be allowed to deny the Negroes anything, even the fact that he is not Indian. And no Indian nation is sovereign now. Negroes are Indians by federal court fiat. In the United States District Court of the District of Columbia, the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma made an agreement with the attorneys of the Negroes that 2,800 freemen restoring their citizenship Tuesday, September the 20th, in the Cherokee Nation with all their rights, including the right to vote in the upcoming election, September the 24th. It says the Negroes have been denied their citizenship for obvious reasons, like not being Indian, but the Obama administration, i.e. the Housing and Urban Development, HUD, threatened to withhold $33 million of the federal money from the Cherokee Nation. Thus, the United States government determined who is Indian and who is not. It is no longer the American Indian nation. Indians no longer determine who is Indian, with the Negro in the White House or Negroes or Indian. The Negroes will not be denied anything he wants for any reason. It's a sad day for Indian people in America. Sovereignty is most definitely over forever. Treaty rights are annulled, and Indian identity is invalid, uncertain, and meaningless. BadEagle.com declares Barry Obama Sartre the enemy of the Indians even before he was elected. The first thing he did was fire the only American Indian or female state attorney general, Diane Humentidwa. It says the Negro is aggressive, arrogant, and will not be denied or threatened. All must bow to him. No race is without the Negro. No nation can deny the Negro. The Negro rules. This means that the imaginary Palestinians and their imaginary state cannot be denied citizenship to Jews or Negroes. But the lamination begins. American Indian sovereignty is over. Racial independence is over. The Negro is sovereign. The Negro will be part of your race, your country, your government, whoever you are, whatever you are, and whatever you are, whenever you are, and whatever you are. The American Indian nation are ended. There are no more Indians. There are only whom the government say is Indian. Anyone can be a member of an Indian nation. You don't have to be Indian. You don't have to be an American. Be American. It's all a social club and a communist conclave. Mexicans will be next to be declared American Indians by the United States government. Indians will have to say no. The government will withhold all treaty provisions or BIA money. Of course, Indians give up the hope of sovereignty when they sign casino deals with politicians and the syndicate. BadEagle.com was against casinos from the beginning for that reason. Comanche Nation per capita payment or tax by the federal government as income. Indians are not, in fact, independent sovereign nations, not financially, not politically, and now not even racially. Indians no longer determine who is Indian or who is a citizen of their own nation. In our anti-American state of politics in Washington, no one is to be denied citizenship in the United States. Therefore, Washington will not allow Indians to be denied any citizenship in any Indian nation. How come the Negro and the Mexicans and the American Muslims, everyone's Indian now? I just have to wonder, are there any Indian warriors left? Are there any Indians who will stand up and fight to preserve our identity, our essence, our people, and our essence? It says, I fought all I can fight. I'm still fighting, even for the rights of others to preserve their own race and nationhood. We're all the warriors in this world. We're all the people whom love their own. All right. Now, this is posted by David Yagley. Now, a lot of misrepresentations up in here, so we're going to go over some of them. All right. Like, for example, the term Negro. All right. Who used that now? I mean, I don't think that word has been used probably since the 60s, you know. We haven't called ourselves that in over nearly 50 years, all right, since Malcolm was on the scene, all right. So now we have to admit that we are the only people who have actually changed our names or have allowed the government to change our names every 30 years over the last 100 and some odd years. I mean, look at the turn of the century of the 1900s, the 20th century. I mean, we was called, you know, Negroes by 1930. We was called Coloreds by 1960. We was called Blacks by 1990. We was called African Americans. So, I mean, if you go and check your birth certificate, your children's birth certificate, your birth certificate, your mother's birth certificate, and your grandmother's or grandfather's birth certificate, you can see all four of those particular classifications mentioned on the birth certificate, but yet you come from the exact same blood lineage. So that shows that someone is tampering with our birthright, which is our nationality, which gives us a tie to the land. So the word Negro, black, colored, African-American, those are not specific terms. Those are generic. They are mostly adjectives, which means that they describe a person, but they are not proper nouns. And they actually and they definitely are not verbs in which that symbolizes activity, you know, and us being active or moving or animated beings. You know, as was stated in the song that we just played, you know, why are our people classified 3/5 of a human being? And that's Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. All right? Now, you got to understand what is being said. It's saying that we're subhuman. We're monsters. We're beasts. You know, we're cattle. You know, as a matter of fact, the French word for cattle is chattel. So hence comes your chattel papers, which that we've made mention of this before. That's your social security card, your birth certificate, which is a bond, you know, your driver's license, marriage license, so forth and so on. These are your chattel papers. And if you haven't secured your proper status, you know, and your without prejudice and all rights reserved, by using UCC 1-308 or UCC 1-103.6 in your signature or autograph, then the contract is abiding and you have to abide by what is stated, even if there's small print in which that you did not read or nor comprehend. All right? So the science is make sure that your signature is always protected. And then what you want to do is a trust. Take all your property, take all your assets, whether it's your house, your car, land, children, whatever the case is, you know, all your property, and you put it within a trust. You go down to the Secretary of State, and you would get a form for a unincorporated association. And you will make that into an express or irrevocable trust. All right? And you'll take everything of all your property and assets and list it as such, as like a collateral under that trust. And then from out, you will put everything under that trust. Anything that you'll purchase from after that, you will use that trust to do it in. And the IRS and any other entity or official entity cannot come in order to open those records, because that is up under common law. And express trust is under common law. All right? And you're dealing with an amorality maritime system. You know? So, that is one way in order to make sure that they are abiding by the Constitution in that regard. And it is also a way in order to help get your property, because property cannot own property. So number one is to transform yourself from out of a Negro, black, and colored status as 3/5 of a human being into a 5/5 or a whole being, you know, which basically is someone who is in full life, and you're no longer solus mortus, which means you're dead in the eyes of the law, but you're in full life, and that's what you want to be in, full life. Operating as a natural being or natural person, not as an artificial being or artificial entity or corporation, fictitious entity. You do not want that. All right? So, this is the reason why they are saying all of this within this article about the Negro. And they kept using that over and over again. They didn't use black. They didn't use African American. They didn't use colored. You know, they kept saying specifically the Negro. Well, that's because when you look at these various terms, like I said, these are adjectives, descriptions, not proper nouns. A proper noun is a person, place, or thing. All right? And these are generic terms. That means that there's something in which that is a little bit more specific. And if you look up the word more, and you look up the word land, in the Black's Law Dictionary 4th edition, look up land and you will see the word moors embedded inside of the definition, M-O-O-R-S. So M-O-O-R-S is embedded inside of the definition. And that shows that when you use the term more, that the land itself, being that you are the original inhabitants of the planet Earth. Now, if you don't understand this, then let's go to Louis B. Leakey and Richard Leakey, his son in the 1950s, who leaked out that the oldest people on the planet are the Africans. All right? And he's saying African based on the continent's name. All right? Now, truthfully, everyone is African in the ancient Kemetic terminology with different classification. For example, the word Af or Afu means body of flesh. Then, of course, Ra means sun, light, photonic energy. And then, of course, Ka means spirit. So you, your body, your temple, is the housing for the spiritual soul, which is God, or the Holy Spirit, or Jesus Christ. All right, this is what is mentioned within 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So you have to understand this terminology, and we're going to get more into this tonight, you know, as we continue on about the God that you think that you serve may be the devil, you know. And that's basically dealing with your lower self and higher self. And we're going to get to more of that in a second here. But when you go to books such as Forbidden Archaeology, The Hidden History of the Human Race by Michael Cremor and Richard Thompson, he speaks about, Michael Cremor specifically speaks about here in the Americas, in Dorchester, Massachusetts, there was a vase in which that was blown out of the rocks, in which that was metallic with exquisite artwork, in which that dated back over 600 million years ago. That 600 million years ago, way before there was any other race on the planet, there is no race on the planet but one, and that is the said black race. And we was already here in the Americas 600 million years ago, according to that research in Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremor. All right? So, for the Indians, and number one, they are going by a federalized name anyway, and also a fictitious name in which that was designed by Christopher Columbus because he thought he was in India, according to the history that I was taught in the fourth and fifth grade. All right? He thought he was in India. So when he got to the West Indies, he referred to the people as Indians. But really, the Caribbeans, as they was called, from the Carib or the Carib Indians, and the Arawak and the Tainos, and the Arawak were descendants of the Cherokee. They was all one and the same people. You had the offshore Indians, and you had the mainland Indians, as they was called. But the term Indian itself actually comes from the Latin word Indos, or Indus, which means God's people, or black people. Okay? The word black and God was synonymous during the time of Christopher Columbus, or Christopher Colon, as his name was. All right? Now, interestingly, we have to, we know that the oldest people on the planet was us. So therefore, not only were we in Africa, as Dr. Khaled specifically stated, that the earth is our throne. Well, excuse me, he said Africa is our throne, but the earth is our home. So we already spread it out throughout the diaspora over 600 million years ago, according to that research in which I stated. So as we even come down further, 2 million years ago, we know that the Twa people was here in the Western Hemisphere, off the island of Hawaii, in which that is was the remnants of what is known as Lemuria, all right, or Mu, or Maui, as the capital is still called today in Hawaii. Now, we go even further, we had the Washita, according to Empress Vidyasi Tierra Tunica Gaston Washita El Bay. She stated specifically that we were here over 100,000 years ago, right? Once again, this is still before the red man, before the Indians. Okay? All right? According to history, the Folsoms, F-O-L-S-U-M, or S-O-M, they was in the Arizona region over 75,000 years ago, according to National Geographic. Once again, still before the red man or the Native Americans. All right? And we talk about Native Americans in a sense, as they were classified themselves. We talk about them being Indians. We actually are the real Native Americans, if you go and do your research. And this is what I'm coming to the conclusion of as we continue going through this information. And then, of course, as we come down, we know that the Olmecs were here over 5,000 years ago in the Western Hemisphere, still before the red man or the said Indian. All right? So, the Indian has no legs to stand on, period, when it comes to who's the most indigenous people on the planet. Who's the most indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere? Who's the most indigenous people in the United States of America? Or North America, or North of Mexico, or Northwest Africa? It is us. So, if they knew their history, they wouldn't be calling themselves Indians. So they would know that that's a federalized term. And that was a term wreaked upon them by a character by the name of Christopher Columbus or Cristobal Colon, in which that may or may not even have existed. According to some of the information, it is almost as doubtful as his existence as it is of Amerigo Vespucci, who was called Alberto Vespucci. And that the name Amerigo was given to him as a nickname when he arrived by his crew, once they found out that they was in America, or Amaruca, and he became known as Amerigo. All right? Like, for example, if they knew, and they spoke about America, like, the word Indian denotes an American, and it doesn't. An American denotes America. All right? The word America, all right, is the origin of the modern term America, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the made-up personage historically called Amerigo Vespucci. All right? In the Time magazine, they produced a copy of the oldest known map of North America, and the article states that that this ancient Liberian Arabic script of the first century B.C., in the center of the continent, which is actually Nevada, and Nevada was known as MR. And it says that, and possibly being the origin of the word America from the two characters in the Liberian Arabic script, MR means more, or Amorica, which is the origin of the word America. Now, Barry Fell, who's a Harvard professor, he wrote author's Saga America, which was a Time book in which that says that America probably had nothing to do with Amerigo Vespucci. Also, you can see Isis Unveiled. It speaks more on that subject. And Dr. Fell indicated several pre-Columbian cultures in the United States West, finding rich evidence of an early Arabic presence, including many instances of decorative signatures of Prophet Muhammad. He suggests important correspondence between the Pueblo Indian culture and the North American and the North African cultures. He infers a major Carthaginian. Now, who's from Carthage? Hannibal was from Carthage. And it says that the Carthaginians was trading with the North and South Americans. They was in the North and South America. As a matter of fact, an article entitled The Secret Societies in the Ancient Americas, it states that ancient Masonic lodges has been discovered amongst the American Indians, which has called a American Indian Masonic Lodge as an Anasazi Indian archaeological site, and 80% identical to the Masonic Lodge in America now, which basically what they're saying is that is identical to the African Lodge from the Giza Plateau, from out of Egypt. All right, and also with the modern-day Freemasonry and what they have structured, which is off of our tenets of our ancient mystery school called the Herbach, or Haka, which means the ancient teachings of light of Tahuti. All right, in 1895, in another edition of a magazine called Lucifer, published a cult promoting Theosophical Society, the word America, states that he said that the supreme god of the Mayan culture of Central America was known as Quetzalcoatl. Elsewhere, was known in Peru as Amaru, and the word Amaru's territory was known as Amaruca. This is in their writings, in their books. All right, so this is what we got to say about that article. They need to go back and do some real research, because right now they sound like idiots. I'm trying to steal birthright once again, and we're not having it. There's no more birthright theft taking place. All right. As a matter of fact, when you look at the original word, the Aboriginal word of America, matter of fact, you go to Webster Universal Dictionary 1937, it defines the word American. It says an Aboriginal, or one of the various copper-colored natives found on the American continent by the descendants of European settlers. That means before the Europeans were here. We're not talking about these amalgamated Indians who are damn near white, who is claiming that those who are dark-skinned or the real Native Americans can't be part of the Cherokee Nation or Chickasaw Nation. It says before the European settlers. It says the following is the original application of the word Amaru. Maru, M-E-R-U. Once again, Amaruka. So the word America comes from the word Amaru, Amaruka, in which that we just finished verifying that that was the name from out of Peru, in which that the Quetzalcoatl, or Gutamas of the Incas, and Kukulcan, all right, is actually Amaru, and the territory of Amaru is Amaruca. All right, so when you come down and you start seeing that the first Americans were black, and this is according to Latin author and scholar C.C. McQuise, explains that the strong possibility that black people were the first people in the Americas, out of which later came the red Indian race. All right, he said it's likely that we repeat the long ago youthful America was also a Negro continent. So when they want to talk about the term Negro, they better use it in that manner. That this was a Negro continent before they even existed on the planet Earth. So give respect to your mothers and fathers, so your days may be long upon the land. You know, that's for you good Christians out there. Anyway, let's continue on. We got more info, more stuff to go through. All right, we're going to come with a little something else for you.
Hold fast for the gas, come to blaze, set that ass. My thoughts, this is the clip, pull, trick, shoot, lift, set it. While I raise that ass like Dianetics, hammer just hit the clip of the magnetic gift. Plus I flows with the tongue swift, so ever raise the sharp, flip the juggler. Now who's next in line to try to stop us? I'm like wave from under the gutter, below the pit stop, smother. It's too much dirt beyond the under. Major, body at the end of your chapter. Rapture, watch the text fall like the actual. Buried so deep when we peek to see Alaska. So save it, the chatter, while climbing the disaster's ladder. Unravel your rubbish, your graveyard full with bludgeons. Parade with ravens, my dudes stalking the bird's eye view. And when I chop it to your dead meat, for the still, still.
Wizardry with divine chemistry, masonic prophecy. Too complex for you to copy me. Black belt, I spit acid till the track melts. Knowledge is born every time I'm back dealt. Nondescript MCs report to the altar so I can decide which one of y'all to take a heart from. I spit with an infinite dark gun. I'm serious, the microphone you niggas should bark from. If you don't start none, it won't be none. Act like you know the man when it's on. I pick off targets just like soda cans. A to B, K, B the masked man, super ninjas, medallion, 60-second assassin, 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 assassin.
Here he comes, walking away.
Now there goes the crew, so you know we don't fake it. They wanna bust them nuts, so them girls getting naked. Mutilating the set, single face, and loud. I could jump in the audience and cold kill a crowd. Sounds are heard, the bulls dancing, and I'm the reason I bug this. Remain from the druggist, I get your ass quiet, open, control your substance. I get into your blood like drugs, but they shit under the rug. I be like, that chance of your bug, captain. Stop it, short, from the tactics, relax, kid. Shout your whole breathing apparatus. You can never catch me on a second. Smother your thoughts like rave, you wanna catch skin. Now bring it on back under the rug now. Go cuss what's down. Promise the terror at your corral. Let's take the trip. Travel to the mine of that next week. Go buy your mouth of gold technique. Technique.
Having technical difficulties.
Yeah, definitely having technical difficulties, but we here. Someone hit me up in the chat room and in order to tell me if y'all can hear me or not. Can y'all still not hear me? Okay, yeah, so y'all gotta refresh. Yeah, hit the refresh button, click right and hit the refresh button. All right. 24 Dread said that hit that refresh button because obviously he can hear me and some of y'all still can't. So hit that. Be getting ready to have to go back over this little bit again. Okay, yeah, he said he can. All right, so be getting ready to go back over some of that information again. All right, we read that article about them referring to the fact that the Negroes now can become Cherokee. But if you go back to the Trails of Tears up under Andrew Jackson, in which day he moved the Cherokees from out of, from Georgia to South and North Carolina into the Oklahoma area, Nebraska area, you will find out that over 10,000 blacks, or said blacks, Moors, were with the so-called red man or Indians during the Trails of Tears. And, of course, according to history, they will want you to believe that they were slaves of the Indians. Now, that's amazing because, you know, when did the Indians have slaves? You know, I mean, they can call it whatever they want to call it, but when did the Native Americans, or, you know, I should say the Indians, the red man, when did he start having slaves? And I'm using these all these fictitious terms because none of these terms are really definable, but they are within history, you know. But when was this? You know, this is some new stuff that they are now saying, is that the Indians had slaves, had blacks as slaves. You know, when we know very well that the reason why the Indians supposedly lost their land was because they never had ownership of anything. They did not believe in ownership. You know, you was here, well, you can use the water. You were here, then you can use the trees as lumber in order to put together what you need to. You know, whatever the case is. I mean, this is just how it was. At this time, the term Indian should be closely looked at. The term Indian is a latter Latin word, you know, coming from the Hindi, or Sudu, which means dark-hued, you know, which is being transferred from the old Latin word Ethiopia, or Ethiopian. The term Ethiopian itself is not even African origin. It's Greek. You know, in which that means burnt face. You know, in which that, you know, means, you know, in a sense, dark-hued once again. But if you go to Jack D. Forbes in his book entitled Africans and Native Americans, page 69, he states that in 1524, the people of the Carolina coast were said to be of dark color, not much unlike the Ethiopians. If you go to the Charlotte Observer, dated Sunday, August the 15th, 1993, it states that North Carolina in 1960 reported the presence of Moors, and that they are the ancestors of a people erroneously called Melungeons. You know, so this is the nonsense in which that is being carried on. You know. It is also important that that we understand that, you know, that this copper coffee complexion, you know, is not, you know, a crayon colors. You know, we're not black, brown, red, yellow, or white. But these are the ways in which that, based on the classification of anthropology and archaeology, they have the educational system using these particular terms. Okay? They have us using these terms. Oh, yeah. Ethiopia had many names. One of the most impressive ones was Kush, in which that means black. All right, or dark-hued once again. As you get a book called The Wonderful Ethiopians of the Kushite Empire, I think it was written by Priscilla Houston. She wrote that book in which that goes into a lot of information, And as I was saying, I don't think y'all caught what I was saying either, because I think the sound went out, but I'm going to say it again. It says in the Time magazine, it was an issue in Time magazine, in which that spoke about, in the article, the ancient Liberian Arabic script, in which that was found in the first century B.C. You know. And then, it's, you know, which was found in Nevada. And the word in which that was found was MR. You know? And they say it was possibly the beginning, you know, the origin of the word America. And I said Barry Fell, who was a Harvard professor, and, you know, he wrote the book Saga America, which was a Time Life book. He stated that America probably had nothing to do with America Vanspuski. And he suggests a strong correspondence between the Pueblo Indian culture and North African cultures. He even inferred that a major Carthaginian, and we know Hannibal was a Carthaginian, he was from out of Libya, and that they was already doing trade with North and South America. All right, this is what they're saying. This is in their information. So, they have it twisted. A lot of this information is twisted. You know, so there's another book, too, that I want to speak on before we get to the next topic. It spoke about that Osiris, or Osaw, was also called Bay, or B-Y, or Bai, B-A-I, which means noble, priest, and as a form of Osiris or Ra. Now, when the Moorish empire ruled the world, all the bailiffs were called bailiff, so B-E-Y-L-I-F-F-S, instead of B-A-I-L-I-F-F-S. And the term Bay became Bay or Bai. All right? This is according to in the ancient history of the distinguished surname Bay by the Historical Research Society in Orlando, Florida, which states that these Bays, pioneers, became the nucleus of the first settlements from Maine to the Cumberland Gap. And they provided much of the stock that produced the early presidents and governors of the United States of America. And in Canada, they settled in Nova Scotia, the St. Lawrence and the Ottawa Valley, and the family name Bay provides many dominant contemporaries in history. And this is what this says. You know, and I'm not trying to get you to convert, because there's nothing to convert to. You are. That's the problem now on people, you know, wanting to be considered an adjective instead of being in their proper person or proper persona sejuris, which means in their proper person or to stand right in their proper person, to have some standing. That's all we're trying to do, is have you to have some standing so that you can defend yourself. All right? So that you can defend yourself. And axum, that's the same word as the word amexum. That's the origin. That's how we became here in America, or in the North America, as North Amexum. 200 million years ago, according to science, Pangaea existed, also referred to as Gondwanaland, in which all of the land masses were together. And North America sat directly on top of Northwest Africa. All right? And so, this is why when you read in the Holy Quran, Circle 7, Prophet Noble Dralee speak about the fact that we were already here in the North, South, Central America, or Northwest, Central, and South West Africa prior to the Atlantic Ocean. All right, the Atlantic Ocean didn't even exist 200 million years ago because the land masses were all centralized and conjoined and converged around Africa, or what is now known as Africa. All right, some still refer to it as Akiba line, but Akiba line is a Arabic is an Arabic word. All right, the oldest name for the continent, the motherland, is Africa, in which that demonstrates the fact that those who are earthlings are Africans also. So there shouldn't be a negative connotation to the word Africa itself, especially when it is properly explained. As we said earlier, Af or Afu means body, temple of flesh or house. Ra means sun, light, photonic energy or photon. And Ka means spiritual or spirit. So your body is the house of, or is housing the spiritual soul, which is God. And we correlate that first, you know, back to 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You know, for you Bible scholars out there, do you not know that your body is the house of the living God? Or is the temple of the living God? So all of that is mentioned, and that's what that is symbolic to. This is why over the temples it spoke of, know thyself, and thou would know God in the universe. And this correlates to the next subject. Hopefully be made up for some of the information that y'all didn't get a chance to hear, because I don't know exactly where that came from. Now, Africa didn't come from Scipios Africanus. He was a general who is said to have defeated Hannibal of Africa. All right, and because he defeated Hannibal, his generals and his people, his soldiers, gave him the nickname Africanus as a demeanor, as to demean Hannibal. In other words, Scipios is the African, not Hannibal. So this is how he got that name. All right, it was a nickname in which that was heaped upon him by his soldiers at the defeat of Hannibal. But Africa already had that name. Okay, some scholars have stated that in the past, but that is incorrect. The word Africa is an ancient Egyptian name, and it can be found in E. Wallace Budge's book, The Book of the Dead, as well as also the Hieroglyphics, Volume 1 and Volume 2. All right, so... so this is what is going on. All right, so this is at the top of the hour. We're going to come back with some questions. But before we do that, we got some info for you, something you might like.
We outside in the field, second wind from skills. Oh God, it's dark in the room.
Oh God, search the data, find the truth. I kick rappers out the booth without no boots. They bust no guns, won't parachute. Yeah, bunch of sweet dudes, we call them fruits. Mama boys, this grown man B.I. fitted on white tee, 501 Levi's. Still in the trenches with the team and the heaters. You better start weaving when we swing me cleavers. They call me the butcher. What you want, center cut? Somewhere in the cut with a bitch in her gut. Dark bow guards for the dart so hard. Without a go card, I can still go far. I'm older than the sun, plus the moon and the stars. The unseen hand pulling you off the cars. The blood on the pavement, you have no odds. Chambers of death in the name of Bogard.
Second wind, first kills. I'm a top flash shells. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills. In the water where the oil spills. Outside in the field. Second wind, first kills. I'm a top flash shells. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills. In the water where the oil spills.
I'm a monster, a maniac. Bonkers, my brain react. Neurons, electrons, ions, Decepticons. Step upon planets. On top of the universe, standing. All watch my arms turn to cannons. The god. I'll go leaping off Mars soil. Chickens give me egghead, suck into his hard boil. Back rubs, palm oil, black thugs, God royal, smack rubs, till the stars loyal. I'm before you. One punch, break chest. Peace prayers under breath. Beast slayer unto death. East slayer's hunger flex. Smaller kiss, smaller fist. Market this, artist spit, lava shit. Black king, black wing, silver sword in my jeans. Kill them all, my regime, fill them all with their team. M16 with their blood, the finger paint through the mud. King Kong running through Hong Kong machine strong.
Second wind, first kills. I'm a top flash shells. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills. In the water where the oil spills. Outside in the field. Second wind, first kills. I'm a top flash shells. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills. In the water where the oil spills.
My chrome 4/5, call me Eli the angel. Yeah, I'll be with Gabriel. bullets through your navel. Holy, thou shalt not eat from my table. Laws and statutes, 4/5 catch you. Hell no, Lucifer, demons get cast out. Revelation, rebel nation. When I spit, I shoot, no hesitation. My Uzi wears a ton, but my 4/5 lighter. Maccabee writer, Israelite, Obadiah. Scrolls and scriptures, holes when I hit ya. Doctors can't stitch you up, the fam miss ya. Lord is my shepherd, chrome 4/5 weapon. Reppin' for the heaven, that realm number 7. Wings up, halo, no it's not a game, yo. Limit Kush Mango, oh God, Lango.
Second wind, first kill, homicide, flash shells. It's the dog in the hills. You got sharks in the hills, in the water where the horn spills. Outside in the field. Second wind, first kill, homicide, flash shells. It's the dog in the hills. You got sharks in the hills, in the water where the horn spills.
Outside in the field. Second wind, first kill, homicide, flash shells. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills, in the water where the horn spills. Outside of the field, second wind, first kill, homicide, flash shield. It's dark in the hills. You got sharks in the hills, in the water where the horn spills.
1-2. 1-2. Yo, you can hear me? 1-2, turn me up. I've been a threat since Benetton, gazelles and valleys, the icon and graffiti in the Brooklyn alley. Touch hearts of the barrels in the Egypt Valley. My engineer can't see me cause the roof is cloudy. Still rowdy even though we in BMs and Audis. Looking like black Saudis and black Denalis. I'm a terrorist attack when I get on the track. If I'm riding shotgun, I need one in my lap. I adapt to any habitat, a BK desert rat. It's war that we sending back bodies and gas. Put up the white flag, homie, it get worse than Iraq. We know the CIA game was the frame of some crack. So each bar's more dope, heroin in my pen. Got a Marvin back robbing, head nodding again. Who you shit on to get on top can make it pop in the end. Who's a flop and what's hot, got you locked in the gym. Tell Jake if I fit jewels, I could drop him a gem. And if you looking for a diamond, I can hook him with Tim.
I'm hip hop before Sugar Hill signed a deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when who hurt worked the wheels and still. Now we bring the game back into the New York field. I'm hip hop before Sugar Hill signed a deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills.
I'm hip hop since EPMD, you got to chill.
I'm hip hop
since Beastie Boys, life is for
ill. I'm Christopher Wallace with street knowledge, apostle of the project. Speaker box with a G-pack stuffed in a G's closet. I'm tenement building cement streets. I'm British walking, I'm stuck marks on your brand new elite. 5% nation, the guard bodies greeting with peace. I'm raw like Kane, my lyrics are former solid rock. Spitting hotter than 86 on drug infested block. Last photo of Pac before his beamer got shot. I'm the queen, one man supreme team. Triple beam dream, microphone cream fiend. Top 5, dead or alive, I'm so amazing. 2-5 kosher, no sir, heart of this culture. The game ain't over, I'm the truth too. War reporter, legal life, sick you. Against all laws, not the ordinary shit you used to. I'm C-murder before the life sentence.
I'm hip hop before Sugar Hill signed a deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when Kool Herc worked the wheels and still. Now we bring the game back into the New York field. I'm hip hop.
So yes, I guess suggest the rest your fest. I'm progress. I'm old D.Y. West. Tresh, Morty Jazz, Jeff Slick, Rick. I'm Doug Fresh. I'm deaf. I'm cannabis before he met Wyclef. Original. I don't fight. I don't need nobody to go strike. Gucci raps right the mic. The type of hype that you like. I'm sweet back, I'm uptown Saturday night. I'm Black Caesar, I'm Ruby Ray Moore Dolomite. I'm an assassin rapping, I'm Grand Prison Theodore when he invented scratching. I'm Wu-Tang killer, be epitome of public enemy. Gambling, hustling like moving trigger. Be bitter, be bombs, diggity, diggity. Dies literally, I'm pawn in the middle. With little wibbly, didn't do diddly. Didn't he listen to me, I'm all good. I'm hood, I'm Ice Cube before he turned soft and went Hollywood. I'm poetic from grave diggers, I'm old DB, I'm headquarters, I'm Ted Demi, I'm Boss C. If I ain't better than Big, I'm the closest. I'm Richard Pryor before multiple sclerosis. I'm beef, I'm gold teeth, peace. Mantronic, Sisasonic, symbolic, Vambada, so sonic. I'm greater chronic, melodic, with logic, Islamic. A poverty, profit, economy, robbery, cock it. I probably drop it. It gotta be honesty, opposite the novelty, rocket. I heard you can't cock it. I'm honest, throwing your gun. I'm funky 4+1.
Woo! No doubt. All right. We're getting ready to get back up into this topic here. Let's get into our second half of info dealing with this the God that you may serve might be the devil. When you look at the word God, of course, we know that that's an acronym. You know, it comes from out the second degree, fellow craftsman degree of the Freemasonry, in which that give that the word God comes from the Greek words. G is for Guma, O is for Oz, D is for Dabar, in which that also has those Greek words, also has its own reflections within Arabic or Phoenician. But of course, Guma Oz Dabar means basically wisdom, strength, and beauty. So these are attributes in which that can be this. In which that can be bestowed upon man. All right, the word God also is derived from the word gut, in which that is a German word, in which that, of course, becomes the word good within the English transliteration of it. All right, so this is where the word God comes from. Now, when you look at the word, also amazingly, when you break down the word God in numerology, based on our alphabet of 1 through 26, A to Z, you will see that God breaks down into the number 8, all right, as lowest denominator. And that is good because what I researched, that we found that all the words of God, you know, whether it's Arabic or Hebrew, breaks down back to the number of 8. In which that symbolizes the 8 dividing cells of mitosis, are called the blastula pores, in which that resides within your sacral nerve, in which that the kundalini energy resonates off of, and that atomic energy from those 8 particular cells is what produces that kundalini. And these 8 cells in your body never changes your whole entire existence. All right? Every 7 years, the 76 trillion cells in your body basically change over that 7-year span. And so every 7 years, you're a new individual. All right? However, those 8 cells never changes at the base of your spine, which produces that that eternal life flow, whether it's in flesh or out of. And those become the 8 gods of the Akhenaten, all right, which is mentioned within the Book of Coming Forth by Day and Night, or the Perim Heru Sut text, in which that states that from out of Atum, coming from out of the state of Nun, his first begotten son was Shu, his sister Tefnut, their children Nut, Geb, and their children Asar, Aset, Nebet, and Set. So from out of Atum comes those 8 deities. Those 8 deities, or Neturs, or Neturu, symbolizes those 8 divided cells of mitosis. Because Atum symbolizes that sperm in the state of Nun, which is that semen in which that is gushed forth from the male into the vaginal canal. That is also symbolic to the state of Nun. In other words, Nun means the waters of life. Nu, as in Nu or Nua. Nua. Nua becomes the word Noah by Genesis, the 5th chapter, in which that begins to start speaking about that flood in which that was getting ready to take place. Or before the 5th chapter in Genesis, in which that speaks about the waters and how it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. That is also symbolic to those waters of life. All right, so we know that the sperm travels up the 33 vertebrates to be baptized in the third ventricle of the brain to receive that spark of life, or that soul spark, from the pineal gland, because the soul is embedded inside of the pineal gland, and it transfers that spark of life to that sperm, which is being baptized in the cerebral fluid, to travel back down the spinal fluid to the prostate fluid to be gushed forth. So get baptized in the River Jordan, down the River Nile, or the Sea of Galilee, to be gushed forth. That's what that is all symbolic to. All right? This is what they're talking about. So, when we're talking about the higher self and lower self, oftentimes the higher self is deemed as the 3 higher chakras, and the 4 lower chakras
or seen as the four devils. If you go to the lessons of the 120 of the nation, gods, and earths, you go to the 1 through 14 in the justice lesson, it states that why must Muhammad or any Muslim murder the devil? What is the duty of each Muslim in regards to the four devils? And basically what that is talking about is that those four devils symbolize those four lower chakras, all right, which deals with lust, greed, jealousy, and envy. And once you murder those attributes, then you can merge your lower self into your higher self to become one self, in which that symbolizes, and understand when we say lower, we're saying lower in the sense of that as you're standing upright from the top of your head down, that would be considered lower in a sense. But this is the reason why it was given to you, the science in Egypt, is that Upper Egypt actually was the lower part of the continent, and Lower Egypt was actually the upper portion of the continent. All right? So, you have to turn Africa upside down, in which that at that turn, it actually would look like a horse head. And then you have to understand what was really going on about the lower self and higher self. The lower self signifies the personification or the concentration of energy in which that formed the physical body into existence. Like, for example, you have Roy G. Biv, which are the seven colors spectrums, all right, in what is called visible light. And this multi-colors are also within your endocrine gland or superimposed over your endocrine glands. And you have seven major glands within your body. Of course, you have many more, but they're speaking of seven as the major: your pineal gland, pituitary gland, thyroid gland, your thymus gland, your adrenal glands, pancreas, prostate gland, as well as also your testes within the woman, the uterus, and the ovaries. So those are the seven major glands within the body in which those colors, violet down to red, is superimposed over. Violet being the fastest light of the spectrum, and red being the slowest light of the spectrum. And that slowest light is what formed the physical body into existence. But that slowest light is also the concentration of all of those seven in order to manifest it from an invisible, untangible state into a visible, tangible state. All right? This is why in the Sanskrit teachings, when you ask about what color is the prana, prana is often seen as red. All right? Because it's descending energy. And that descending energy is what formed the physical body into existence. That is the light bearer. That is Lucifer. That is because when they talk about angels, they talk about angles of light, and talking about the way in which those lights fall from the heavens. So hence, in Isaiah it says, "Oh, how thou hast fallen, Lucifer." And it's talking about like a lightning bolt, basically, like he fell like a lightning bolt. But it's talking about the way in which these particular lights fall to the planet Earth. There's no coincidence that scientists have found out and done research in quantum physics particularly, and they discovered that your human composition is stardust particles. So you are a fallen star. So we are the fallen angels or beings in which that has come here to this planet. All right? And this is what this is all symbolic to when we talk about in regard to the God that you may serve may be the devil. In other words, the devil. The word devil, when you look at it, means adversary, all right, in a sense, or opponent, all right? And that is actually talking about your opposite. The opposite of the higher self is the lower self, or the opposite of the devil is God, All right? And which that would be correlated to take the D off will be evil. All right? But then you flip evil backwards, it's spelled live. So you got to understand is that that energy also not just let you, is what help you live or lived, L-I-V-E-D or L-I-V-E, you know. When you do Qigong and Tai Chi, what you're doing is drawing more energy down into yourself through the crown chakra, heart chakra, into the lower dantian, called the sperm palace or ovarian palace. So actually what you're doing is drawing forth stardust particles, 300,000 tons of stardust particles fall to the planet Earth daily. These are angles of lights, and you are absorbing these lights as the light bearer. In other words, melanin. Melanin is the light bearer, in a sense, because it gives you the ability in order to bear the light frequency without getting consumed and burned, just like the burning bush was on fire. You yourself can absorb the fire through your melanocytes, in which that acts as black holes in order to bring forth and bring down these electromagnetic energies or properties. And in doing so, you can strengthen yourself, create a longer life, or, according to the Taoist teachings, become immortal. All right? So that means that you're working with the Luciferian energy when you practice these arts. This is why in Christianity they tell you that not to practice these particular arts because it is seen as something evil. But amazing, when someone is on their deathbed, sick from cancer, as a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, they call out to their particular deity. So that's the time in which that they want the proper angles of lights or angles of light to come and help them is in that particular time without taking time out in order to understand what is really going on with the symbology in which that is being conveyed in these various stories. Whether it's the biblical Cain and Abel story, Jacob and Esau, Jesus and Judas, or Sumerian texts, Babylonian texts, or Mesopotamian texts of Enki and Enlil. You know, these stories are told over and over again about the battle between the two brothers. And the same battle is told between Christ and Lucifer, or Michael and Uriel. In the Jewish lore, Uriel was right behind Michael as being the highest archangel. And then he fell to the seventh position from the second position. And Gabriel took over his position. And he became, even though he was still one of the seven archangels, he became the seventh archangel, in a sense. So you had Michael, who sat at the helm over the cherubims and the seraphims. You had Gabriel, who sat over the cherubims. Then you had, this is all according to Jewish lore and also to the Apocrypha of Enoch, the Book of Enoch, all right? Which also speaks of the 200 fallen angels plus 10, in which that is symbolic to your bone structure. You have approximately 209 bones in your body, and that's what that is actually symbolic to. So that means that those rays of light fell at the most dense part of your body. And if you notice, your bones with the cartilage in between them forms these particular angles, which is symbolic to that. Angels. All right? Do your research and stop taking this as literal stories. These are all metaphysical codes in there. All right? And so, you come to find out that Christ or, you know, and Lucifer both called the morning star within, coming from the book of Isaiah and going into the book of Revelation. They both were referred to as the morning stars. And understandably so, because they both represent two extremes of the same pole, or what is known as polarity, north and south. But the north is needed. And the south is needed. And basically what that means is that by building the south, you can expand the north. Right, this is what was symbolic to the unification of the red and the white crowns of the pharaohs. The red symbolized the lower nature, the lower self, the lower mind. And the white symbolized the higher mind, the higher self, the higher nature. And the unification of them two meant that the pharaoh was over both lands, the whole of Egypt. Right, this is why Egypt got a bad name, but yet all of the prophets went into Egypt, in which that Egypt symbolized the lower nature itself. And so you had to go into Egypt in order to master and become the disciple or disciplined, to gain discipline over Egypt. And as now, as you must master Tantra Kriya Yoga or Tantra Kriya Yoga and learn how to master your lower self. By going into the sciences of the practices of sex, which also deals with the Luciferian energy, all right, it also deals with Satanism in this regard. Not in regard to what we were talking about last week with the missing persons and those satanic rituals in which that the Albions and those who come up under that so-called Illuminati, you know, ceremonial, eyes wide shut type of thing. But we're talking about in the sense of using the life force energy in order to project what you want here upon this plane, to crystallize what you want here, as well as in the afterlife. Now, this goes back to what we've been talking about before. If you live to be 75 years old, and you would have spent actually 25 years asleep and only 50 years woke here on this plane, meaning that out of 24 hours, you sleep approximately 8 hours. So if you live to be 75, those 8 hours would come up to about 25 years of you sleep. What would be necessary for one-third of your life to be on another plane of existence or in another state of consciousness if it is not meant for you to build what you need there? So based on what you learn here, from your experiences and what you were taught and trained in, whether it's theology, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, whatever the case is, and then based on the guilt in which that you store up is what you get after you leave here, your heaven or your hell. This is also the dichotomy of what is going on. So you become the God and the devil of your reality. Okay, this is what is really going on here. And based on the fact that most of us do not know how to master our lower self, our lower nature, we get lost, become addicted. You know, this is what you can see in Hollywood. I give you a prime example. Y'all might not remember this, but go back and do the research on it. But Eric Benet. All right, he claimed to be a sex addict, and he was married to Halle Berry, and Halle Berry invited him onto the set of her movie, in which then she was with Billy Bob Thornton, and it was the day of the sex scene. And if you go back and slow down the imagery, or the scenes of that particular sex scene, you would see him actually going in and up, into her vagina, into her, without a condom, I might add. And Eric Benet runs off the set, you know, vomiting and being nauseated, hurt. And that's what she won the Academy Award for. Was getting fucked on TV, on an actual film. this is why they broke up. And if you go and look at the Academy scene with all her crying and thinking to, you know, the Auntie Mama characters, you know, Dorothy McDaniel, she was thanking her for, you know, Going with the Wind character, and or Dorothy, you know, Dandridge, and, you know, and all of this, and she was just thinking and crying. Everybody already clapped and sat down. Eric Benet stands up and start clapping sarcastically, like, okay, yeah, now you finally got it. What you gonna do now? I mean, you got to go back and see this. This is ridiculous. So we're not talking about pervertedly. We're talking about mastering it, all right, through discipline, and not necessarily through celibacy, because we understand that the quickest way to sexual or to spiritual enlightenment is actually through sex. But as Beverly Pastel Randolph states, make sure that it's someone in which that you have feelings for, that you love, that you have a connection to. All right? Sex is marriage. And that's how it has to be looked at, and this is how it needs to be taught to our children, so they can master this. So that they know that when they have sex, that they are doing it out of love, and they're going to be doing it with someone in which that they were, you know, that they are marrying. Because the word sex comes from the word to merge, and the word merge is marriage. So when two people come together, they're merging. They are marrying. All right, and it comes through the mastering of this energy. And that's the God portion. However, with the same energy, can become your devil. And like Eric Benet said, stated, he became a sex addict. At least this is what it said. So with the same force, obviously it's neutral, just like sex is neutral. You know, it's just like fire. You know, with one moment you can cook with the fire, next minute you can burn down your home with it. Or with water, you know, you can drink the water, purify your system, or you can get drowned by it, by the same water. So, I mean, sex is not evil, but it's been deemed evil because of the perversions in which that comes with it. And so that leads towards Satanism, which means is the identification of the thing of clay. Because the word shaitan within Arabic means a thing of clay. And that means that you have now identified with just the material plane of existence. You're just thinking in regards of me, myself, and I, my own satisfaction. And that's it. And those are wrong tenets. If you're trying to go towards the higher path, that is, it's the right tenets if you are going towards Satanism in that regard. In other words, just being identified as a thing of clay is just a material being, just a physical being. If you think that you're just a physical being, then that is your belief. And if you think that there's nothing that exists after this, then that is your belief. More than likely, nothing will exist for you after this, because you do not think that it will. And the thing is that your mind is what exists after the fall of the body, or after the death of the body. It's your mind. You have seven bodies, according to the Rosicrucian or occult teachings, theosophical and et cetera. You have your physical body, your ethereal body, your astral, which is your emotional body, your mental body, your causal body, your spiritual body, and your soul body. Those are your seven bodies. And we're actually developing 7 to 9 to 12 bodies as we speak, to 22 bodies. In the 12 chakras to 22 chakras eventually. So from 7 to 9 to 12 to 22. And this is all based on the realignment of our non-codons or junk DNA, which are the 10 strands of DNA in which that is now just reawakening to merge with the 2 strands of DNA in which that we have now living with. And it would give us 12 strands of DNA. This goes back to the Old Testament, where it says that 10 tribes was removed from out of the sight of God. and there was only two tribes that remained, and that was Judah and Dan. Those are symbolic to the two strands of DNA, or the two vibes of the two tribes. And so by the book of Revelation, coming from the book of, I think it was Deuteronomy, you would see, actually the book of Kings, where it speaks about the ten was removed out of sight. And then by Revelation, the ten are put back. All right, and it's even put back in a little bit different arrangement. And that's what is going on now, that we're gaining 12 strands of DNA, 12 physical and 12 ethereal. So hence 24 strands of DNA. And we're growing in chakras. So there's more glands in which that is being grown within the body and being reinserted through our DNA or ancestral data bank. And this is the reason why they are trying to stop these solar flare activities from taking place upon the planet. They can't stop the alignment. The alignment is something on which that is already happening. We're in the season of the galactical alignment with the central sun, Halcyon, which sits at the center of this Milky Way galaxy, which is hundreds of times larger than our sun. And we're moving from the outer arm belt into the inner arm belt of the photon from out the dark rift closer towards Halcyon. And we are aligning with it, with the star constellation Sirius, Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C, Emiya, Polo Tolo, and Ziggy Tolo. And we're moving towards those connections, you know. And with that, the ozone layer has depleted by the solar winds, not by fluorocarbons from aerosol cans of afros in the 1970s, as they was teaching and still teaching school today. They say that based on the afro sheen that was being sprayed from the cans, monofluorocarbons dissipated the ozone layer. No, it was actually solar winds. And the sun is doing it because the ozone was only a protection for 6,000 years for beings on which that was put here. And now that is depleted, now the solar flares are bombarding planet Earth. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we are going to get one of the second largest solar flares of this active solar flare season in 2012. All right? And these energies is what is causing the warming and the change of the climate, as well as also them trying to interfere with these changes by putting up their chemtrails and HAARP system and so forth and so on to manipulate the weather conditions and the climate. This is why they're doing all of that, you know, and they're trying to put stop codes within the transformation of the DNA with these GMOs or genetically modified organisms or genetically altered food. So here you have food that is living, which can alter your DNA. So they're purposely doing this, you know. It's all part of the population control agenda. Stop the rise of the Christ. Have no children, don't have to worry about the rise of the Christ, because there's no children being born. This is the same thing which that was already mentioned scripturally in the various scriptures, you know, with Moses, with the Pharaoh. Kill the firstborn within Herod, Jesus' story, kill the firstborn. You know, all of this is part of that same scenario. You know, remember, you got to understand is that the Jews, the converts, the false Jews are running this thing. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, these so-called said elites. You know, if you ever read the protocols of the laws of the elders of Zion, you would see their whole Illuminati plan, even though they have many thinking that it's being controlled by just the Albion whites, you know, the white males particularly. But you go and check who controls Hollywood, who controls the banking system, you know, and the various other aspects of your life, and you will see these same names of these so-called elite Jews at the helm of these organizations. So this is the reason why you have to read these particular scriptures, because remember, these are the people who also stole your birthright. They know that the original African Hebrews or Jews or Jehutis The followers of Tahuti were black and all black. They called the Falashian Hebrews. All right, and the descendants of the Falashian Hebrews spread out from west all the way into West Africa and even into the Caribbean, here into North America. They know this. This is why our blood is special. We played a clip last week about how the Jew was saying that they're not really interested in just African blood, but they really are interested in African American blood. It's because we are part of every lineage on the planet. Specifically. All right, so we're getting ready to go to the boards and see if there's any questions, see what's going on. Hold on, we got 321.
321. Hello? Yeah, peace. Got a question? How you doing,
bro? All right. Yeah, you were mentioning
something about the word. Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you were mentioning about a study that was done in Orlando, Florida.
Of who?
The study that was done in Orlando, Florida.
Right, in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, can you give me the name of it, please? That was deep.
Yeah, it's called The Ancient History of the Distinguished Surname Bay. And it's written by the Historical Research Society in Orlando, Florida.
What's the society?
The Historical Research Society in Orlando, Florida.
Cool.
And it was called The Ancient History of the Distinguished Surname Bay.
The History of the Distinguished Surname Bay?
Right, Surname Bay, right. The Ancient History of the Distinguished Surname Bay.
Yeah, because I'm in Orlando, Florida. I was, I'm thinking I should join the society.
Oh, yeah. So. But do definitely what you can, and get back with us and tell us what else you find, because that was just one out of hundreds and thousands of informations and pieces of our puzzles that I'm sure that they have found since then. So definitely when you get with them, come back on the show and tell me what you got.
Definitely more. Definitely. Indeed.
All right.
Indeed.
No doubt.
Indeed.
All right. All right. We got another caller, 609-609-609. You're on the line.
Peace.
Peace,
Brother Lee.
All right.
Brother, I was trying to, I came in late at 9. I think I got the gist of the topic. Were you talking about the God that we serve may be the devil?
Right. And basically what I'm talking about is the fact is that you're making a distinction between the higher self and the lower self. But even...
Uh-huh.
Of the lower self, you still have negative attributes of both.
All right.
And
so
we ain't get into all of that as of yet, but we won't get into it in a second unless you got a question concerning it, and I can get into it right now.
Well, I wanted to know whether you were going to get into the, because I got the Nag Hammadi Library. I got that like a month ago, and I've been like just going through it a little bit, and I've been coming up, I came up on the part with I guess Bobby Hemmett went into on his, you know, his DVD is named the same as the title of the show, the current show today.
Right. Well, get into it, God. You got it. Bring it on up. Yeah. Read it. Let the audience know what's going on.
Hold on. Wait. Well, first of all, let me give an overview of the group. But, you know, you got Sophia.
Right.
You know, the goddess, and it's pretty much, it's almost like the Kemetic, the breakdown of the gods. You know how, you know, one came out of Ra, and Ra
right.
multiplied himself.
Right. Well, do me a favor. While you're looking for that, let me tell the people the story of Sophia. And
yeah.
Okay. But let's get into that. We got the story of Sophia and her son Nomo, as well as Ogo. All right. This is what it said. This is actually coming from the Amma. All right. This is actually a story that actually goes back. To the Dogon. The Dogon had this, and you know that the Dogon were ancient Egyptian. But you had Amma and her two sons, Ogo and Nomo. Now, within the Greek or Latin or Greco-Roman transliteration, you had Sophia and Adolabro. All right? And the other son, in which that would be considered a Christ, in which that, you know, Alibar broke from out of the womb early from Sophia, and he went to go form creation, but there was something in which that he did not have the ability to do. He was able to form the body, but he was not able to animate the body. So Sophia sent her son, Christ, in order to, who actually existed prior to Adol Abra, all right, and animated the bodies with Christ. But in order for Christ to animate the bodies, Christ had to die. All
right.
This is the same story told again in the New Testament, in a sense. Hence the reason why it is told as Christ had to die for your souls so that you may live and have everlasting life. That's what that is all symbolic to. All right. Mm-hmm. In the Old Testament, it's symbolic to the fact that God breathed into the nostrils of man and made man a living soul.
Right.
But if you go to the Dogon tale of Amma, Ogun, and Nomo, Ogu broke forth from out of the womb of Amma, just like Adol Abra did with Sophia, and started to go about forming creation, but did not master it. And so she had to send the only begotten son, you know, or the first begotten son, as we would say, and that was Nomo. And Nomo had to come to earth in flesh, all right, in this regard, as a fish. So here's the reason why Jesus symbol becomes a fish, and the Dogon still use the fish head to this day, which is symbolic to Dagon, which is a deity, or you know, which that symbolizes On, which is a form of Ra, which also symbolizes the sperm itself. The sperm is fish. Jesus symbolizes the spermazoa. All right, that's why his symbol is a fish, all right, which symbolizes the life aspect. And this is why Jesus' name is always in between the vesica piscean, or the piscean vesica, which is basically the vagina, the vaginal canal, symbolizing, once again, the Madonna and child, or the Madonna and, or the black Madonna and babe, Christ, which is seen over in over 200 countries around the world, from statuettes to paintings and portraits. All right, so this is what this is all coming from. And, of course, these same stories are told, you know, as you said, within the Hamadian text, you know, which is Aramaic text from out of the Dead Sea Scroll or Dead Sea area, you know. And that information is also said. So go ahead. If you found the information, you can go on and get into it.
All right. I found, I'm going to start where she pretty much creates the other bra.
Right.
And it says, and when Pista Sophia desired to cause the thing that had no spirit to be formed into a likeness and to rule over matter and over all her forces, there appeared for the first time a ruler out of the waters, lion-like in appearance, androgynous, having great authority within him, and ignorant of whence he had come into being. Now, when Pista Sophia saw him moving about in the depths of the water, she said to him, "Child, pass through to here, whose equivalent is Yaldabaoth." Since that day, there appeared the principle of verbal expression which reached the gods and the angels and mankind. And what came into being as a result of verbal expression, the gods and the angels and mankind finished. Now, as for the ruler, Yaldabaoth, he is ignorant of the force of Pistis. He did not see her face. Rather, he saw in the water the likeness that spoke with him. And because of that voice, he called himself Yaldabaoth. But Ariel is what the perfect call him, for he's like a lion. Now, when he had come to have authority over matter, Pista Sophia withdrew up to her light. When the ruler saw his magnitude, and it was only himself that he saw nothing else except for the water and the darkness, then he supposed that it was he alone that existed. His was completed by verbal expression. appeared as the spirit moving to and fro upon the waters, and when the spirit appeared, the ruler set apart the water substance. What was dry was divided into another place, and from what matter he made for himself in a bowl, and he called it heaven, and from matter the ruler made footstool, and he called it earth. So what I'm getting from this, and I'll stop right there, what I'm getting from this, though, and you can correct me if I'm wrong with this bullet across it, is that Yaldabaoth is pretty much, if they would say, is almost the equivalent to Jehovah. Now,
right.
You see that Yaldabaoth
right.
actually sees himself and only himself, just as the Bible will say that, you know, how Jehovah will only see himself and say, I am that I am. There's none before me, none in the beginning or last. They're saying that there's a higher force than that.
Right.
Yaldabaoth is actually a demiurge.
Right.
In the sense that when he got created, he was only created over the rule over matter, the physical plane.
Right.
You understand? And this is why, like, even those who believe in that level can only go so high. You know what I'm saying? Only who believe in Jehovah, they can only get above, almost like they can never go into the next world. They only stay within the fourth world if you get into the tree of life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they can't get past your side.
Right.
You understand? They're only stuck between your side and Malkuth.
That's
right. Because Malkuth is the kingdom world. You know what I'm saying? They can raise their consciousness to a certain level, but
mm-hmm.
they can never become God. They can
right.
only get to the level of believing and faith and so forth. But what Yaldabaoth, what I see is that when he was formed, he was able to begin. This is when matter becomes separate within itself. And the elements begin to form with him, even if you would get on a metaphysical level deeper, is that he alone represents the separation of matter, you know what I'm saying, within itself.
Right.
And the distinction, the differentiation of hot, cold, moist, you know what I'm saying? Those
mm-hmm.
types of things. You know what I'm saying? And within that, in himself, you know what I'm saying, when he talks about he was ignorant, is that he is ignorant of the oneness of everything. You know what I'm saying? Well, he doesn't understand the full wisdom of everything. You know what I'm saying? He only sees himself. So if anything, he represents also the ego.
Right.
That this can matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
you know, that's pretty much, I'm going to end it like that.
And when you talk about the ego, you're talking about the lower self.
Yaldabaoth
is the lower self, in which that way, with the penis, you know, which
mm-hmm.
is the staff of life, it makes everything into the material.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it makes other physical beings. And those
mm-hmm.
beings think that they exist separate from outside of their higher self, which is the power in which that is higher than Yaldabaoth, which is higher
mm-hmm.
than Yorugu, which is higher
mm-hmm.
than Ogu, which is higher
mm-hmm.
than, you know what I'm saying, Sophia's child, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
It still is a first begotten, you know, which is that Christ, which is that Nomo, you know, which is that Amen, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
in which that symbolizes that higher self or aspect in which that is higher than just that Yaldabaoth nature of ours. You know, which that can bring those things into existence. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, symbolically what it really means. You know,
right,
and
right, right.
Look at it astrologically, you also got to look at the fact that Sirius A, Sirius B, Sirius C, you know, which is part of Canis Major,
mm-hmm.
our solar system is part of that. And in our solar system, our sun was formed from the implosion of Sirius B. And so that was symbolic to the fact that our son broke out from the womb of, you know, of Sophia. Sophia is symbolic to our Set, or Ishtar, or Esther, you know, which is Sirius constellation. Pisces.
I didn't know that. Esther was a Sirius constellation?
Yeah. So, our son broke away from out of that because it was the implosion, is the remnants of the implosion of the star Sirius B. Mm-hmm. And so our solar system think that it is separate of itself, and that the sun mm-hmm. itself is God, and that there is mm-hmm. no other deity before it in this solar system, when Sirius B existed for millions and billions of years prior to the existence of this particular solar system and this particular mm-hmm. sun, in which that now seems to give life, you know, to this planet. But even in all of the texts in which that you read within Freemasonry, Rosicrucian, that there's a sun behind this sun, and that sun mm-hmm. is talking about Sirius B, which is mm-hmm. symbolic to Nomo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this sun is symbolic to Adolabroth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even astrologically, we get these clues, you know, to how all of this breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, check this out. Check this out before, and I'm gonna be quiet after this. A friend of one of my brothers, well, he's pretty my best friend. He asked me, what's the difference between like Jehovah and Allah, you know? And I broke it down for him, and I said that, well, in a sense, this is how my personal interpretation of it is. If you say Yahweh or Jehovah, I'll say Yahweh. I say, you know, Yahweh would mainly deal with mostly your connection, the physical connection between man and God,
mm-hmm.
show that existence of man and God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Allah shows the existence of God within and everything. You
know
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you break down Allah, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, Allah, they say Allah is, in Arabic, it only means the God. You know what I'm saying? The God. It's translated into the God. So
mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily a name.
Right.
It's not even a name in a sense. It's almost like a destination or a designation, or where I'm trying to describe something. I'm trying to point towards something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying the God. So I don't know what name you're
right.
calling it, but or what you're saying. I'm saying the whatever.
Right.
Past everything else, that's
mm-hmm.
what it is. Now check it. When you go into the Fatiha of Fatiha, he says, "Lord of all the worlds."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What worlds? You know, you have several different worlds. You know, we got worlds, the seen and the unseen. You got the microscopic world. You got the
right.
animal world. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So, what I'm saying, if I say he's Lord of all worlds, now some people say, "Well, Lord means ruler," but you could also say this, that if he's Lord, that means he's dominant and he's present in all the world. So he's basically showing, when they say Al-Fatiha, they're showing you the connection, that Allah is the one that connects all the worlds, that exists in all the worlds, brings everything together.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. that would be Maliki Yawmuddin. Maliki
Yawmuddin. Yeah,
Maliki Yawmuddin means the Lord of all the boundless universes, or the guide, or, you know, the definite article of all the boundless universes. And we know that in the ancient script, you know, that Allah is taken from the word Ra, and Ra, you know, is Ra, and Ra is the oldest of all the netters. It is, you know, and it is, you know, the force in which that bounds all things together, you know,
right.
in this universe. It is Ra,
mm-hmm.
which is symbolic to the prana or the chi or the ki energy, in which that the you know, the Sanskrit, the Chinese and the Japanese speak about, or the Christians when they speak about the Holy Ghost. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is why in the Bible it speaks that you can take the Lord's name in vain, you can curse Jesus, but do not blaspheme the name of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I'm saying, because it is the thing in which that holds all of this together. It's the substance. You know,
mm-hmm.
that is the Ur-Ra or the Ur-Ra'it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Allah or Allat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As the counterpart, that is it, you know? So no doubt, I definitely agree with you that. And Yahweh or Yahawah, Yahuwah can also be broken down into one of the names of Tahuti.
Mm-hmm.
In which that we know that Tahuti symbolizes the left eye of Ra and the right
mm-hmm.
eye of Ra, which is Heru. But they're both known as the eyes of Ra.
Mm.
So, Heru and Tahuti symbolizes the left and right eye of Ra. Ra is still, you know, that principal deity, you know, or Netter, in which that existed before all creation. So informed creation or everything that we can see, touch, taste, and smell into existence.
Right.
That was, is, and forever will be. So no doubt, Allah is definitely one of the words in which that, when we examine it, it definitely come up as definitely one that we can use in order to explain what is really going on here upon planet Earth. You know,
mm-hmm.
And you go, you know, of course, you go to the Sufi teachings, and of course, you know, they break that down also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, so let's see if there's any other questions. I got one more. Thank you, Brother Talik. Mm-hmm. Love when you come on, you always give some good info and you know, get some good questions going. All right, we're going to 757. 757, you're on the line.
Peace.
Peace.
What's good, Aleem?
Not much. What's up with you?
Just chilling, man. I had a question. If you look at, if you go to the Bible, you look at Psalms 119.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was trying to figure out why are the Hebrew alphabets there in Psalms 119?
Because 9 plus 1 plus 1 is what? 11.
That's 11,
right?
Yeah.
In which that means master builder. Well, what is the master builder? What is the architect? The architect is the prana or the chi or ki or ra energy in which that formed the physical body into existence. Your physical body is made up of the 22 letter scripts in which that is called Hebrew, but is also symbolic to the 22 amino acids, in which that is the proteins, which are the building blocks of life, in which that formed your physical body into manifestation. So upon reciting these particular letters with a specific tone and frequency, you can actually help with the rebuilding or being reborn, you know, or these cells being reborn, I should say, and help with your body structure template, being re-energized and rejuvenated and revitalized. That's the point of prayer or positive affirmations, mantras, hasis or hakahus, is to help with the manifestation, the bringing forth of something of substance.
Okay, so it's like, yeah, mantras.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so that's the reason why those 22 letters are mentioned, because it correlates specifically with the 22 amino acids, which are the building blocks of life for your physical body.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
even in
yeah.
martial arts, there's a way in which that you can use those hand scripts in martial arts, because those letters can actually be demonstrated by your hands, by different positions of your hand. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, that's how you raise the energy, right?
Exactly. Get the book called The Order of Melchizedek by, Melchizedek, something like that. But that's the name of the book. It's called The Order of Melchizedek. And get his book. It's a little white book. At least it used to be. I don't know what it might be now. They might have put a different cover on it. But he has good information in there, which that he breaks that down too.
All right, yeah, that's what I needed, bro. I appreciate that, man.
All right, we got another caller. 706, you on the line.
Hey, peace, Brother Aleem. You probably already answered this. I heard you talking about it a little bit. In regards, I want you to expound on Melchizedek and exactly where does Melchizedek, is that the same individual when you talk about Mikael? And where does he fit in regards to the chain of command or any part of the whole Trinitarian aspect?
Yeah, well, Michael is Mikael, or Mikael is Michael, or Melchizedek. They're all the same. Al-Qadir, the green one, as they is called within the Sufi and our Islamic teachings of the Holy Quran. And the Hadiths
But, I mean, Al-Qadir, Melchizedek, Malik Siddiq, or also known as Malik, you know, mm-hmm. which is the angel, you know, it's all the same. You know, it's talking about Michael or Michael, you know, who's the archangel, who's the highest angel in heaven, or who is over the cherubims and the seraphims, you know, which is all
okay.
talking about the components of your mind, all right, or your brain. You know, the cherubims is actually talking about your cerebrums, which is the two coverings in which that is over the top portion of your middle portion of your brain. That is the middle portion of your brain is basically the Ark of the Covenant. And what protects up under the skull is the covering called the cherubims. There's two. So those two cherubims or cerebrums is what becomes synonymous with that. When you see the two cherubims on top of the Ark of the Covenant and they're folded over each other like they're covering. Because within Hebrew, the word cherubims means to cover.
Right. Okay.
Then the Seth, the Seth or the Sephim is talking about your energies in which that comes up through your Kundalini and spread out through your meridians, you know, those which are, you know, light, you know, and as they spread out, they light up your body like a Christmas tree. And these are the seraphims, actually, which is talking about the serpents, the snakes. And this is what is meant by Jesus said he would raise the serpent up in the wilderness like Moses. So Moses was speaking about making a serpent, you know, in which that when the people looked upon it, they would not die and surely would
okay.
not be bitten, you know. But we're
no doubt.
Immortality or everlasting life in a sense. So in that regard, Jesus even symbolized the serpent or the snake, the naga, in that regard, which is talking about the Kundalini serpentine fire, you know,
mm-hmm,
which is the universal or sexual life force energy of each and every one of us. That is the seraphim portion of the energy of us, you know. So this is actually what it really all means, you know. When I'm talking about Mike, I'm talking about the crown chakra. All right, Gabriel.
I got you.
Is your guy. We go through all seven of them. Azrael is your throat chakra. Your heart chakra is Raphael. Your solar plexus is Gimiel. Your navel chakra is Samuel. Your root chakra is Uriel.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about the fall of the angels, or the angel falling from heaven, and it's talking about Lucifer falling from heaven, that is the Latin name of Uriel. Uriel is the Hebrew name for Lucifer, which is Latin. And you go to the Jewish lore, Uriel is still one of the seven archangels. So it's talking about the seven chakras,
okay,
churches,
okay.
The seven Elohims, the seven eyes of Ra, or the seven eyes of Allah, or the seven souls of Ra.
And the same thing about the seven stars that the Nazarene held in his hands in a book, relating to that, in the
exactly.
book of Revelation.
In the book
okay.
of Revelation, the first chapter, exactly. All the same thing. Mm. The stars from chapter 1 to chapter 12, there's seven stars. When you get to chapter 12, this becomes 12 stars. So we're changing from a seven star system to a 12 star system. Chakra system. So that's what we're going through right now.
And, brother, if you don't mind me asking you one more question, if time permits, it's
mm-hmm.
in reference to the natural order of things, being that, you know, when you study mitochondria, DNA, the X
right.
and the Y chromosome and autosomes, and I've seen scientific studies where they were saying that the X chromosome goes back no less than 650,000 years before the Y, and
right.
knowing that all ancient indigenous populations was pretty much matriarchal rule, is it safe to say that being the fact that we're in violation of the natural order in regards to rulership, that we're pretty much going through the karmic baggage that's associated with us being out of alignment with natural law?
Oh,
being
yeah.
that?
Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
There's no doubt about it because women existed on the planet Earth at least 150,000 years prior to man. This has scientifically been proven.
Yeah, and I pulled up a study on that. It was like they threw up a number that was 650,000
yeah,
years
yeah.
older
so,
than the Y. It was amazing.
Right. So we're talking about between 150 to 250,000 years before the male species even existed in human form. He existed in her.
And it's interesting that.
Right, as the hormones, as testosterone, but not as in a human separate form. That came later. You know, so, yeah, we are definitely doing a disservice to the planet because the mother has been oppressed, suppressed, and depressed. And as long as that continues to be, then man will never reach the epitome of enlightenment and godhood.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, brother. I appreciate the wisdom, man. Peace and wealth and abundance to you and the family, bro.
Well, thank you. And another reason for that, too, y'all, is because the woman is God. Remember, we talked about Sophia. We talked about Amma.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking about Net or Anna, Riot, you know, Amenta. All of them was the female deity.
Okay, the triple goddess principle, the Delta.
Right, right. The Delta or what is called the three sisters. Right, right. And
yeah,
they
feminine trinity before the masculine trinity. Yeah, that's where the whole masculine trinity came from, originated from that, the triple goddess concept. Okay.
Exactly, exactly. And you can get this from a book called The Great Black Mother, written by Dr. Suzar, Suzar, Blackout Through Whitewash.
Mm-hmm. And the Yoni, that's another one. They dropped some of that information in there too, man. Hey, like I said, brother, I appreciate the wisdom, man. It's Brother Cassiel from Augusta, Georgia, man. I highlight you in a minute, but. Just want to show you love to you and your sister, bro.
Oh, appreciate you, Ike. Thanks. Peace.
No doubt, man. Peace.
All right. Seems like we're coming to the end of this show. I definitely enjoy being with y'all and be getting ready to close this on now.
But you sure made it happen, too, God.
All right. Well, I'm just doing what I do.
You could tell that you love to do it, connecting things for others. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We got to do it. We have no choice.
You know we have to do our announcements.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Okay. Everyone, if you would like to check Aleem's classes out, you can definitely email him at healingwings@yahoo.com. Make sure the subject line says class. And also for the shows that debut in St. Louis, please tell someone in that area. Those can be viewed for those who aren't in that territory on More Heritage. Go to the YouTube page and type in MOOR, More Heritage, so that you can check them out. But that's basically, oh, yeah, and also, too, remember, we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, March the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. So we're really excited about that. Please come see us. And anything else, Scott?
No, the classes in which that she's speaking of, we actually have two going on this session. We have the law classes, which is every Monday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those who are interested, you can email me at healingwingsonline@yahoo.com. Or you can get into alternative healing classes in which that we teach pranayama, which is pranic healing, Reiki, Kundalini, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, and reflexology, acupressure, many itisology, many other healing arts. And we teach those classes every Sunday and Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time also. So for those who are interested, come on in, you know, check us out. We teach these classes for 3 months. You can also get certified in these particular classes. And before we close out, we're going to go over some of those, those seven archangels as we spoke about, because they also are symbolic to the seven major prophets, all right, like the root chakra is symbolic to Adam, the navel chakra is symbolic to Noah, the solar plexus is symbolic to Abraham, the heart chakra is symbolic to David, the throat chakra is symbolic to Moses, the sixth chakra is symbolic to Jesus, and the seventh chakra is symbolic to Muhammad. Now, you might ask yourself, why is that? Well, Adam is known to be made from the dust of the ground, so hence the root chakra. All right, Noah is symbolic to, which is the earth element. Noah is the water element, so hence the Navel chakra, which symbolizes it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Abraham came from the land of Ur, which means Ur within Chaldean means fire. And the solar plexus, which is solar, means fire also. David means beloved. And what do you love with? Your heart. So hence the heart chakra, the fourth chakra. Moses said that he cannot speak eloquently enough. But yet, the next thing he was saying, let my people go. So that symbolizes the fifth chakra. And Jesus is the light of the world, you know, the Son of God, as well as also the Son of Man. So he symbolized Matthew, the 6th chapter, 22nd verse, where it says, when your eye be single, your whole body will be filled with light. So hence the third eye. And then Muhammad symbolizes the last seal of the prophets. Well, if you go to the book of Revelations, it speaks of seven seals. And then when you get to the Quran and to the Hadiths, it says that Muhammad is the last of those seven seals. So he symbolizes the crown chakra. Okay, so when we get into this, there's positive and negative qualities of each one. Like, for example, at the root chakra, the positive qualities, you know, is the mastery of the body, grounding, and deals with individuality, you know, stability, security, stillness, health, you know, courage and patience. You know, that's the function. The function of it is to give vitality to the physical body, the life force, which deals with survival and self-preservation, the instincts. Now, the negative qualities is that it's self-centered, insecurities, could be violent, lust, greed, anger, overly concerned with one's physical survival. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these are the negative attributes. You know, and then you also have out from the base chakra or root chakra is the navel chakra. You know, and its function is procreation, the assimilation of food, physical force and vitality, sexuality. You know, the qualities, you know, is giving and receiving, emotions, desires, pleasure, sexual passion, love, change, movement, assimilation of new ideas, health, family. You know, but the negative qualities is overindulging in food or sex, sexual difficulties, confusion, purposelessness, jealousy, desire to possess, you know, and control others, you know, impotency, you know, and bladder, and, you know, bladder problems. So these are the negative qualities. You know, now up from that, you have the navel chakra. The function of the navel chakra is to revitalize the sympathetic nervous system, the digestive processes, and the metabolism and the emotions. You know, its qualities and lessons is basically the will, the personal power, the authority, the energy, the mastery of desire, self-control, you know, radiant, warmth, awakening, transformation, humor, you know, laughter, immortality. But the negative qualities is taking in more than one can assimilate or utilize. Too much emphasis on power and on recognition. You know what I'm saying? It deals with anger, fear, hate, and basically digestive problems. You know, from that, we have the heart, which deals, of course, with the anchor, the life force from the higher self. You know, the heart is what anchors the life force from the higher self. It energizes the blood and the physical body with the life force, the blood circulation. The qualities in life lessons is divine, unconditional love, innocence, you know, forgiveness, compassion, understanding, balance, group consciousness, oneness with life, acceptance, peace, oneness, harmony, contentment. But the negative qualities is repression of love, emotional instability, out of balance, heart problems, circulation problems. You know, from that we have the throat, which deals with the functions of the speech, sound, vibration, and communication. The qualities and the life lessons from that is the power of the spoken word, true communication, creative expression in speech, writing and the arts, no integration, you know what I'm saying? In other words, synergizing the information that you learn and learning how to express it. Peace, truth, knowledge, wisdom, loyalty, honesty,
reliability, gentleness, and kindness. The negative qualities of is not being able to communicate properly, communication or speech problems. All right, knowledge used unwisely, ignorance, lack of discernment, depression, and thyroid problems. All right, up from that you have the brow, which is the mind of the third eye. And the functions of that is to vitalize the lower brain, which is cerebral, or the cerebellum, excuse me, and the central nervous system, which deals with the vision. And then the negative qualities or lessons of that is, the qualities of and lessons of that is the soul realization, intuition, insight, imagination. And I've seen someone in the chat room put up Magi, Magi, of course, is the magician. Magi deals with being an astrologer, master of numerology, and different other components of life. Clairvoyance, concentration, peace of mind, wisdom, devotion, perception beyond duality. It's the perception beyond duality. Now, the negative qualities is the lack of concentration, fear, tension, headaches, migraines, eye problems, bad dreams, overly detached from the world. All right, and then the one up from that is the crown chakra, which is the seventh seat or the seventh seal of the prophets, which deals with the functions, the vitality of the upper brain, which is cerebral. The glands is the pineal gland particularly, you know, and it deals with the quality and the lessons, you know, the unification of the higher self with the human personality, oneness with the infinite, spiritual will, inspiration, unity, divine wisdom and understanding, idealism, selfless service, perception beyond space and time, continuance of the consciousness. But the negative quality is the lack of inspiration, confusion, depression, alienation, hesitation to serve, humanity, and senility. So these are the negative qualities. So each chakra has negative qualities associated with it. All right, and if you are negative in all of them, then, of course, all of them can be your devil and not just the four lower ones in which that normally is stated as such, which is stated within the 120, 1 through 14 lessons of the justice lesson particularly, or the student enrollment of the Nation of Islam, okay, or within the teachings of the 101 and 102. Of the Moorish Science Temple of America, or the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, you know, or what is known as the Moorish Divine National Movement. Okay, so the three higher ones, which is talking about the throat, the third eye, and the crown, are supposed to be your immortal bodies. That is your Ba, your Ka, and your Aku. The word Aku means glorified light body. The word Ka means spiritual body, and the word Ba means your soul body. Those are the three that's supposed to survive death. But even if you have a storage of those negative qualities, then guess what? You have a situation in which that incarnation will become prominent, and you will have to return back here. This is the science of reincarnation. Now, the reincarnation cycle is supposed to be diminishing, but it might be for this particular planet because this planet is graduating. However, there's other third dimension that you can take your behind to. Best believe that, you know, to finish your life lessons. So this is also what needs to be said, too, by a lot of metaphysicians when they teach this information. You know, so these are the things that we are talking about, and we get ready to get up out of here. And I think that the we got conference calls too. For tomorrow, the conference call for the purchasing of gold and silver is tomorrow, and it's 712-432-0800. That's 712-432-0800, and the code to get in is 170387. That's 170387. And that conference call is going to be tomorrow night, Thursday, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on if you want to overstand the science of group purchase of gold and silver and get it 60% off. After 8 cycles, it's a possibility that you will have within your hands $20,000 in USD and $20,000 in gold and silver. And you know that gold is getting ready to go up, silver is getting ready to go up, and they told me by between 2013 and 2016, it will reach $8,000 an ounce for gold, $400 an ounce for silver. So come on in and get it now. All right, these are just some of the things that we're talking about to let our people go, and I think the appropriate song is one of my favorite, and that's by my man Pharoah March.
Let my people go. I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm cloud, the rain, the sun.
Let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
Bitch, miraculously, sit back in this blood, exists for centuries. The body chemistry, men's wounds, heals injuries. My ministry leaves the industry in a tailspin. I push the envelope like U.S. mailmen. We need a leader who is not mischievous. Devious from Satan's literal leaders. Won't retract the fact to act facetious. In fact, the rats are packed with facts to teach us. Reach us, easily leave them speechless. Read from the palm of the non-believers. Son them, they wondering how they become underachievers. One of the best, a perennial keynote speaker. Now I got it, you want it, come get it.
People go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm cloud, the rain, the sun. Unconscious, put it up on YouTube, then film a sequel so it's free for the people, huh? Go ahead and download it, I'ma teach you how. She is a prophet, a pastor, a preacher with undisputable logic for blasting through your speaker now. I'm trying to learn your monk ass, I'm trying to reach you now. And still you're like, who's this dude? Return to fix, shake the game like Rubik's Cube. Chickies frolic now, ruthless too. Spit the gospel on wax, what he chooses to do. Damn, open your eyes, man, you've been bamboozled by the usual plan. Hit up the middle like Sam Usual. If y'all are telling me today's music is suitable and appealing, and I'm telling you the feelings are not mutual.
Try to get over, know to get under.
Under my robe, my old rusty ass 38 stub nose. And just because you're thinking that my shit don't work, I don't want to try robbing my church.
Let my
people
know.